Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News.
US Supreme Court will allow handover of Trump tax returns. Jair Bolsonaro contests Brazil election. And Dr. Fauci recommends updated COVID booster shot. It's Wednesday, November 23. I'm Anthony Davis. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for the imminent handover of disgraced former President Donald Trump's tax returns to a congressional committee after a 3-year legal fight. The court, with no noted dissents, rejected Trump's plea for an order that would have prevented the Treasury Department from giving 6 years of tax returns for Trump and some of his businesses to the House Ways and Means Committee. Alone among recent presidents, Trump refused to release his tax returns either during his 2016 campaign or his 4 years in the White House, lying about what he said was an ongoing audit by the IRS. It was the former president's second loss at the Supreme Court in as many months, and the third this year. In October, the court refused to step into the legal fight surrounding the FBI search of Trump's Florida estate that turned up stolen classified documents. In January, the court refused to stop the National Archives from turning over documents to the House committee investigating the January 6 insurrection at the Capitol. Justice Clarence Thomas was the only vote in Trump's favor, a justice who was integral himself in the attempted coup on January 6. The House contended an order preventing the IRS from providing the tax returns would leave lawmakers little or no time to complete their legislative work during this Congress, which is quickly approaching its end. Had Trump persuaded the nation's highest court to intervene, he could have run out the clock on the committee, with Republicans ready to take control of the House in January. They almost certainly would have dropped the record's request if the issue had not been resolved by then. Weeks after losing a re-election bid, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Tuesday blamed a software bug and demanded the electoral authority annul votes cast on most of Brazil's nation's electronic voting machines, though independent experts say the bug doesn't affect the reliability of results. Such an action would leave Bolsonaro with 51% of the remaining valid votes and a re-election victory. Marcelo de Bessa, the lawyer who filed the 33-page request on behalf of the president, told reporters. The electoral authority has already declared victory for Bolsonaro's nemesis, leftist former president Lula da Silva, and even many of the president's allies have accepted the results. Protesters in cities across the country have steadfastly refused to do the same, particularly with Bolsonaro declining to concede. The bug hadn't been known previously, yet experts also said it doesn't affect results. Each voting machine can still be easily identified through other means, like its city and voting district. While the machines don't have individual identification numbers in their internal logs, those numbers do appear on printed receipts that show the sum of all votes cast for each candidate. The bug was only detected due to the efforts by the electoral authority to provide greater transparency. In his final appearance at the White House podium, Dr. Anthony Fauci urged Americans to get the latest COVID shot, as a new study showed that the latest boosters offer better protection against new variants than previous shots. Fauci appeared ahead of his retirement next month as America's top public health official. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984, Fauci became a household name as the public face of the US government's response to the pandemic. So my message, and my final message, maybe the final message I give you from this podium, is that please, for your own safety and for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible to protect yourself, your family, and your community, Fauci said. The latest real-world study of updated COVID boosters, published in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, offered the first evidence that the new vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna provide better protection compared to the original shots. The study of more than 360,000 people indicated that the boosters offered increased protection against new variants in people who have previously received up to 4 doses of the older vaccine. Since their introduction in September, the vaccine boosters, which contain both the original and Omicron BA4 and 5 coronavirus strain, provided greater benefit to younger adults aged 18 through 49 years than those in the older age group. So far, around 35 million updated boosters have been administered across the US, representing around 10% of the total population. In just the last 2 months, the BQ1 and BQ1.1 subvariants have become the dominant strains of coronavirus in the US, taking over from the BA5 subvariant of Omicron, based on which the vaccines were updated. Fauci appeared alongside the White House's coronavirus response coordinator, Ashish Jha, to address the COVID situation ahead of the holiday season. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.